Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know much about John Legend except for the fact that he seems like quite the lover.
He's a nice guy. I met him once at a third base sports bar.
Did
while during
you?
ACL. He was watching sports and he was alone.
Well, based upon his social media and certainly that of his wife, they seem like a very fun and friendly couple.
Yeah, totally. For sure.
But we just found out something about John Legend. I'm like, oh, dang. He's 40 years old. He just revealed on Twitter that he took a swimming lesson for the first time because he can't swim.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
And I bet he's doing it because he has kids, and they're going to learn how to swim, and
sure.
He wants to be able to get into the pool with
yep.
them.
Absolutely.
Good call, Sarah.
Yeah, because he's got a 2-year-old and an 8-month-old who started swimming months ago, so he's got to do a little bit of catch-up.
Mm-hmm.
What about some things that, as adults, we're just learning for the very first time?
I learned two things.
Kay.
This week, an adult.
Okay.
Number one, I learned on Can't Be Booker that Harpo is Oprah spelled like
oh,
Oprah's company, like
yeah.
that backwards Oprah.
I didn't know that
it's
either.
Harpo. I'm like, really?
I learned that right with you.
You act like you knew that, Booker.
Of course. I was the one that told you that.
It's
common knowledge that Harpo Productions, the name of her company,
unbelievable,
is her name spelled backwards.
Felt so stupid after learning that. And another thing, which I actually learned during Can't Be Booker as well, is that show Jane the Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the show existed, and I knew sort of what it was about. I thought it was a girl that is a virgin.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't realize that she had a kid.
Yeah, she had a baby.
And she's a virgin?
She is.
How did she have the kid?
So her gynecologist was having a bad day and was inseminating a woman in one room and then just doing a normal checkup in the other room and accidentally got the rooms mixed up.
This is really the show?
Well,
It's not real.
It's a soap opera. It's kind of a soap opera type of show.
Hilarious. I can't believe I learned two things after all these years this week.
What about after all these years, Sarah? What did you learn?
This week I learned that it's wind chill instead of windshield, right?
Sarah was calling it wind chill. Boy, it's a low wind shield in Chicago. Wait, what?
But it's wind chill. And then also I recently learned, you know, when they have the big weighing stations off the highway?
Yeah.
Well, like big rigs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I thought that the trucks just magically drove over it like whoosh and the laser like weighed them.
Oh, I learned another thing. Not this week, but last week. So my kids, we live in South Austin. We live on Brody and Slaughter. And so there's a Baskin Robbins there.
Uh-huh.
And my kids, that's their little treat. We go to Baskin Robbins after dinner sometimes and chill there. And I was just staring, looking at the logo. And I was like, did this place used to be called 31 Flavors? And the person working there said, yeah, it used to be like ages ago. It's just Baskin Robbins now. But if you look at the logo, the way the B and the R are,
uh-huh.
There's a different color that outlines 31 within the BR.
Well, yes, but it was never called 31 Flavors. It was always Baskin Robbins 31 Flavors.
Yeah, but it's not that anymore. They ditched 31 Flavors.
They ditched the 31 Flavors because
yes.
I think they have more than 31 flavors.
Well, yeah, of
or
course.
Less than 31 flavors.
But moral of the story is that 31 Flavors was in their logo.
That's crazy.
Now it's just 3-1 in it. I'm like, oh my God, it's still there.
What's interesting here is Booker has nothing that he's recently learned because he already knows everything.
Well, he is the king of pop culture.
What about you? Anyone listening who just learned something as an adult, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just found that out. 512-643-5947 or text us at 51993. Michael from Buda, what did you just realize?
I just realized that on the IHOP logo, there's a smiley face. If you look at the O and the P, they're the eyes, and the stick in the P is the nose, and the little red thing, it's a smiley face in the logo. I never noticed that, and I drive by an IHOP every single day of my life.
You know what's funny about that?
That is awesome.
Is that is a relatively new logo.
It is?
Yes, because the old IHOP logo,
uh-huh.
And I read about this, it's so funny. Someone decided that people could misinterpret the old IHOP logo as a frown because it goes upside down.
Oh, because it's like the banner part of it on the bottom.
Right.
It's
and
like,
the,
I got, oh.
want that frown to misrepresent the brand, so they redid the logo. Remember they were IHOB for a while?
Yeah.
For the International House of Burgers?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But now the logo is a happy face.
But that's so crazy that they just switched it and all of a sudden there was a face already built into IHOB.
That's awesome, dude.
That's crazy. It's like a nose and two eyes.
I'll never look at it the same.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.